According to Deadline, the beloved Epcot character Figment will be part of his own feature film. Figment movie. A Figment movie. The movie will be produced by Seth Rogen's Point Grey Pictures with Pokemon Detective Pikachu's Dan Hernandez and Benji Samet as writers. Yeah, so get ready for Ryan Reynolds' Figment. The Great Piggy Bank Adventure.
The Great Piggy Bank Adventure.
Do people remember The Great Piggy Bank Adventure at Intervention? Yeah. Arlo, you weren't alive yet. Great Piggy Bank Adventure. Where did Bob Chapek earn his MBA? You sell plywood out of the back of your truck?
Yeah, so I found some plywood in the center of Epcot. Nobody was there. And I was serving my community to the tune of about 150 bucks a sheet. You know, Haymakers got bills to pay. I actually have a Thunder Bar, relax. All you want to do is give a little bang inside of your bar. It was a little boom, a little twist.
So what, man?
This is not a bar. This is an antique from the Yacht and the Beach Club, first of all. Yeah, but the TV doesn't even work. Is it worth anything? Oh. It's open!
This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com, and here now are the top Disney park stories from around the world for October 3rd, 2022. To celebrate the 40th anniversary of Epcot over the weekend on October 1st, cast members participated in a ceremony at the America Gardens Theater. Walt Disney World executives, and as well as the chairman of Disney Parks Experiences and Products, Josh D'Amaro, were in attendance. The ceremony began with a performance by the Mariachi Cobre, who usually perform at the Mexico Pavilion, and two of their performers were actually celebrating their 40th anniversary with the park on the 1st. Walt Disney World ambassadors Ali Mannion and Raven Redding then spoke. The Voices of Liberty, another mainstay since opening day, performed as well, and the screens of the stage showed the Epcot 40 logo as well as clips of Walt Disney talking about his experimental prototype community of tomorrow. Kartika Rodriguez, the Epcot vice president, also spoke. The ambassadors then returned for a final speech while concept art for the ongoing Epcot reimagining was shown on the screens. The show ended with the Voices of Liberty singing Golden Dream from the American Adventure with concept art of Walt the Dreamer, that statue behind them. Then to end the Epcot 40th celebration, Spaceship Earth lit up for a special Beacon of Magic show. This was done on supposedly two nights only. We know it happened on the 1st. It happened last night. We don't know that it's probably not going to happen tonight. But it opened with the Tapestry of Nations. You may remember that, the short-lived parade at Epcot. The soundtrack also included Listen to the Land, New Horizons, the original One Little Spark from Journey into Imagination, and of course ended with We Go On, from Illuminations, Reflections of Earth, which everyone then was in tears over, and rightfully so. The points of light were used to form the Epcot logo on Spaceship Earth. At one point, they made sort of giant triangles like Spaceship Earth. There's all sorts of cute little things that happened, and of course, ended with Walt Disney's iconic, "We call it Epcot," quote. If you want to watch the full Beacon of Magic show, it is here on our YouTube. Also here on our YouTube is that full ceremony. What you won't find on YouTube, though, is Celebration 40. Of course, on October 2nd, we had some great presentations from former Imagineer Tim Delaney, who dropped some bombshells on us. He showed us art for attractions we never even knew were coming to Epcot. And then we had Don Dorsey and Mark Nichols, the creative forces behind Illuminations, Reflections of Earth. And they showed us concepts for the shows before that got approved that we had never seen before either. So it was a really memorable day. And the great news is you can still watch this and you can still help give kids the world. At events.wdwnt.com, the link is still there to buy a streaming ticket. It's still $10, and $5 of that still goes to Give Kids the World. So please support our future events and Give Kids the World in this way. I think everyone that came in person and streamed over the weekend, thank you for dropping. I got so many messages from people that enjoyed the stream, and those of you who met up with us on October 1st at Epcot. So thank you so much for being a part of our 40th festivities, and it's not too late to join in, though. But I will tell you this, we're going to give away one of these Epcot 40th commemorative maps today on the show. So all you have to do is hit the like button, make sure you're subscribed to the channel, and I have to pick some sort of keyword. I'm going to open up the map and pick something. Let's see. What do we got here? What's a good Epcot 40 thing? Okay, here we go. Two tiny wings. Just write in the comments below this video, two tiny wings, you know, like figments. Two tiny wings, and you'll be entered to win. We'll give someone this Epcot 40 map. But I think we're going to be giving out some more Epcot 40 stuff over the course of the next week or so here on the show. So stay tuned for that. But someone's going to get this today. Almost exactly a year ago, the lands of Epcot became neighborhoods, and Future World was split into World Nature, World Discovery, and World Celebration. But this week, the final Future World signage was finally replaced. Of course, we see the exit to Future World sign at the Seas with Nemo and Friends as it existed a few days ago. But then just a day before Epcot's 40th anniversary, they changed it to Exit to World Nature. The new sign lights up in the same yellowish-orange color, uses the rounded new lettering that's now used at Epcot. Also changed this week where the signage, there's those directional signs at the entrance of World Showcase. Those changed this week, and also the Friendship Boat signage changed as well to say that when you're coming from World Showcase, it now takes you to World Celebration. We recently noticed new updates to the third scene of the Carousel of Progress at the Magic Kingdom. We noticed changes to the location of the pumpkin as well as additions to create a festive fall atmosphere. You can see our favorite pumpkin has found a new home to the left of our narrator John on top of the radio on the windowsill. There's a black and orange banner now hanging above the window that will have you feeling batty. Rover has a pumpkin behind him. And then on the right-hand wall, they've added this this vintage black cat decoration as well. So a bunch of new old Halloween decor in the Carousel of Progress. There's also a cornucopia and such on top of the fridge, too. So nice to see they're still rolling out these updates. We, of course, saw the final scene updated a couple weeks ago. Now this scene, so they're just going through and refreshing the entire attraction. All right, let's talk about Halloween treats. The Graveyard Cupcake has returned for the Halloween season, available at the Backlot Express at Hollywood Studios through Halloween. It's $5.99. It's a fudge-filled chocolate cupcake topped with cookies and cream buttercream, chocolate cookie tombstone, white chocolate bone, and Halloween sprinkles. Then over at Catalina Eddie's, they have the Pumpkin Patch Cookie for $4.29. It's a pumpkin spice snickerdoodle cookie topped with pumpkin spice buttercream and pumpkin candies. You can then celebrate with the Mickey Mummy Cookie at Dockside Diner and Rosie's All-American Cafe for $3.99. It's a Mickey-shaped chocolate cookie with white chocolate mint frosting. Meanwhile, Woody is serving up a new pumpkin lunchbox tart this Halloween season in Toy Story Land. It's $4.29. It's a pumpkin pie-filled pastry tart with marshmallow fondant, candy corn, and Halloween sprinkles. The candy corn milkshake has also returned to Hollywood Scoops at the studios, but they also do have a new item, a monster cookie ice cream sandwich. Pizza Rizzo at the studios has a unique new Halloween treat, the Halloween candy cookie pizza. Everyone's talking about this, and rightfully so. It's $4.29. It's a sugar cookie, quote-unquote, pizza. I mean, quote-unquote, pizza is also what I called the regular pizza at Pizza Rizzo. But nonetheless, sugar cookie pizza topped with strawberry jam, white chocolate, Halloween candy, and sprinkles. At ABC Commissary, they have some new treats as well. They have the Black Widow Tart, plus the Spiced Caramel Apple and Frozen Apple Cider Drinks. The latter two are available at Backlot Express, Pizza Rizzo, and Rosie's. The Black Widow Tart is $5.49. It's spiced milk chocolate tart filled with orange curd, pomegranate molasses whipped cream, candied orange peel, and dark chocolate spider. The Spiced Caramel Apple with Glow Cube is $15. It's Fireball Cinnamon Whiskey, Apple Cider, Cranberry, and Salted Caramel. The Trolley Car Cafe, also known as Starbucks in the park, has the Pumpkin Mousse once again. It's $6.29. News today is brought to you by the Sunshine Flyer, the new 1920s rail-themed transportation from Orlando International Airport to the Walt Disney World Resort hotels. Start your vacation experience as soon as you step off the plane with motor coaches that create the atmosphere of old-fashioned passenger cars. And no two vehicle designs are the same. Kids 12 and under are $10 per ride. Adults are $16 a ride. And to reserve, visit sunshineflyer.com. Select rooms in the Trinidad area of Disney's Caribbean Beach Resort will be undergoing refurbishment starting today. The work is most likely being done on the Pirate Rooms, which Disney confirmed would be discontinued earlier this year. The new rooms will include, quote, subtle nods to fan-favorite characters from Under the Sea. Will accommodate more guests and feature updated finishings that can be found that can't be found anywhere else at the resort. Guests will be able to see and hear refurbishment work around the Trinidad area beginning October 3rd. The rooms are set to reopen sometime in 2023 with their new look. Again, they're staying under the sea. I'm obviously thinking Little Mermaid. Sebastian has always been sort of connected to this resort, being Caribbean Beach. And so we assume that's the direction they're going in. But they did go with Finding Nemo many years ago for some reason on those other rooms. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see what happens. DVC News has shared images from Disney Files magazine of the planned refurbishment of the Boulder Ridge Villas at Wilderness Lodge. The image is of a villa living space with a new pull-down bed over the sofa. There is new artwork, rugs, and curtains. Above the dining bench are fake travel posters for Whispering Canyon, Lake Elias, and Big Basin. Artwork shows curtains decorated with Grizzly Peak and a throw pillow featuring a mountainous landscape. A mural of Mickey and Minnie surrounded by tile work is above the bathtub. The deluxe studio villas also have new pull-down beds and custom artwork. Another pull-down bed is beneath the flat-screen TV as an extension of the new storage unit. Honestly, there's been several bad refurbs of rooms where they kind of suck the personality out. These look cute. I like these. I'm excited to stay in these. Previously, although guests enjoyed the all-you-care-to-eat Ohana Best Friends breakfast at the Polynesian Village Resort, they did so without Lilo, Stitch, and friends. But the characters have returned, making breakfast just a little more special. We caught the return of Lilo, Stitch, Mickey, and Pluto. They paraded around intermittently throughout breakfast with Hawaiian roller coaster ride from Lilo and Stitch playing in the background. Since Lilo had her pet dog, Mickey Mouse brought his as well with Pluto. Pluto was there. Breakfast is served daily from 7:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. and is priced at $45 per adults, $29 per child, plus tax and gratuity. We do have a little video review up here on the channel where you can see us eat Mickey waffles and Stitch twerk. And I wish that was a joke, but it's not. Starting October 1st, guests at Tokyo Disneyland and DisneySea, meeting characters at the greeting spots, are allowed once again to high-five characters as well as request character autographs. Cast members are vigilantly enforcing hand sanitizer protocols before guests may proceed to the character in order to compensate. The yellow lines in place around the character are to maintain 2 meters or 6 feet of distance during photos. It still has to be respected. The character will come to the line rather than guests crossing it. Additionally, guests must still stand 6 feet apart from the character they meet during photos. Masks may be removed during the photos as of early September. That was changed. Hugs, though, are still not allowed, and at all times, except for a brief high five or handing over the autograph book, again, guests must remain separated. For the absolute latest Disney Parks news, head on over to WDWNT.com and follow us on your favorite social media platforms. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next magical Disney trip. Say it along with me at home, and you know who you are, the person I'm doing this for. The best part, their services are free. Visit WDWNT.travel for details. Someone stopped me and told me they say that with me every show. So there you go. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to like this video, subscribe to WDW News Today on YouTube for more great content, and click the bell for notifications. Also, hit select all notifications so you never miss an episode of the show. You can also support the entire team behind this show by joining the WDWNT Interglobe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today and have a great big beautiful tomorrow.
Welcome to Deep in the Plus. Each week, join host Rob Whiteside as he and a panel of Disney superfans take a different movie or TV show from the Disney Plus catalog. They'll tell you its history, details, and give their review so you'll know if it's worth your time. Current shows, classic movies, and everything in between. Watch Deep in the Plus live Wednesday nights at 9 Eastern for new episodes, or catch Deep in the Plus anytime on YouTube on WDWNT TV.